Welcome back, Mush Love from the Mushroom. I'm super excited for today. I said last year, probably one of my favorite performances of all time, saw formerly known as Hilla the Killa, now known, and it still says Hilla the Killa, but now supposedly known as Hilla the Earth. We have Hilla the Earth here with us today. She had in the last year the song Mycelium, which was awesome. She performed at MycoFest. She's got a mushroom hat, and I wanted to talk to her and hear more about her. So welcome, Hilla. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you
Yay.
For coming. Woo! Thanks for coming on. So I know you grew up in New York City. You never saw a tree before, or there was never like a tree on your block. What made you then get into nature, the environment, science, like cool things like that, if you weren't exposed to it as a kid?
Yeah, I guess it just took a long time, maybe longer for me than some other people who grew up around it. I went to the Catskills for the first time when I was 14, and that was a very important experience. I also did psilocybin mushrooms when I was 14 in eighth grade.
There we go.
And pretty much like a lot of my psychedelic experiences growing up, I think like really informed my wonder and curiosity for nature and trees and soil and being outside. And so I definitely attribute that in a lot of ways, because, you know, it's possible also that I would have just grown up and never had that connection and never, you know, transformed into the person who devotes their whole life to educating and learning about the systems of the earth.
Definitely. I think that's definitely a trend for a lot of people, is when they have a psychedelic experience, they seem to at least appreciate nature more. I like to, even when I microdose, just like to go on walks more than usual. Just like you want to be outside and among nature. So I could definitely see that. Was it also a psychedelic experience? Were you on mushrooms when Hilla the Killa or Hilla the Earth was born? Or where did the idea to become an eco rapper, probably one of the first eco rappers there are, how was that idea born? Were you always into rap? Were you always into being a performer? Or did that kind of come about from something else also?
Yeah, well, Hilla the Killa was like a name that was given to me at summer camp. Same summer camp where I was exposed to the Catskill Mountains for the first time. And
what camp
only
is this?
In college, Camp Shomria in
nice.
Liberty, New York. Yeah,
awesome.
It's like a cool, like, Hashomer Hatzair socialist, like, camp.
Nice.
Really awesome, actually. And a lot of my good friends are from there. And we basically, like, you know, would do things. And but I wasn't a rapper there. Like, I was just, you know, I was just, you know, I was in middle school and I was like bursting forth into myself and learning about how to interact with the world. And that is actually one of the places where I gained a lot of confidence as a performer and started like kind of being more funny. You know, going from seventh grade to eighth grade, I feel like I was kind of moody and depressed and like into heavy metal. And then in eighth grade, I was like into hip hop and more like just being funny. And it was like more like my mission at that point to like be a clown. And in college is when I kind of took that name and sort of ran with it. I used to rap for all my friends, like basically throughout middle school and high school, just like, yeah, I would freestyle. I would pretend to freestyle. I would memorize songs. I would memorize rap songs in Hebrew and tell people I was freestyling in Hebrew. So I would like perform Hadag Nachash for them and like all sorts of silly things. And I would just like make up songs all the time. And then in college, I kind of like made my first rap song and called NYU Film Rap. And it's just like, it's kind of like a joke, right? And the whole idea about Hilla the Killa was that like Hilla the Killa was like a joke name, a joke. I'm a joke rapper. Like nobody expects me to be a rapper and then to have a name like Hilla the Killa, which is so gangster, whatever.
Yeah.
Was kind of the whole joke. But then in 2016, when I met my former musical partner, Nathan Dufour, I really like kind of stepped into being a rapper and performing more seriously in that medium. And
Was he
we together actually, what was
was he
that?
the one was he the one who kind of influenced that and made it serious, or did something happen that you guys were like, let's do this, or
Yeah, he kind of does like he does like really philosophical, heady rap songs as well. And when we met by we were on the same bill at a show, and I remember seeing him perform, and he like dissected all of the properties of an avocado and like philosophically, like what is an avocado, what is an object permanence, whatever. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. Like, I love this like science nerdy rap. And you know, he was taking it seriously. And so like we started working together, and he produced my first album, and I started taking like the music a little bit more seriously and started seeing myself as a musician. And then
Were
a
you
little bit
always
later, yeah.
into music? Do you have like, do you play an instrument? Do you know like, I guess like the behind the notes and all of that, or are you mostly just a lyricist?
Mostly just a lyricist. I mean, I really enjoy rhythm and flow as a part of my lyricism. Obviously, just, you know, rapping is very rhythmic and takes a lot of like just beat knowledge and breath control. But yeah, my instrument is my voice, and I also like to play drums. I'm
Nice.
not like super amazing at drums, but I love beats, I love drumming. I don't really play any other instruments very proficiently, but I would love to. I would love to get more into music. I think that it's like I was very into comedy. I was very into ideas. I was very into writing, and I kind of was like that was my end point for music. And now I'm kind of more musical than I ever was. But yeah, when Nate and I got linked up, we started like writing songs together. And that's sort of when we kind of transitioned slowly into making songs about the earth. It started with like a collab with our friend Akil Apollo Davis, and he came over one day and we were like, we want to make a song, all three of us. What should it be about? And at the time, I was very, very into zero waste and like avoiding plastic waste. And so that like my whole life was just like figuring out ways to not put anything into the trash, like to minimize my recycling, to minimize my landfill trash. And so I was like, we should write a song about plastic and teach people what plastic is. And this was back in 2017,
Before it was like a big thing, because
summer.
now it's a little bit more of a thing, but yeah, back then it wasn't so much.
Yeah, back then it was like I felt like it was really urgent to like notify people like, hey, the substance that you're using all the time every day and just throwing away, it like never goes away. And so we made this song, I Am Plastic Man, with Akil, and that song is like out and everything. And then we made a song about bringing your own cup, and then we made a song about composting your poop. And so we just kind of kept going. I took a permaculture class. I learned more things. I learned about honeybees, and then we made a song about honeybee reproduction. Then we made a whole album about how different animals and species and plant life reproduce, called Naughty for Nature.
That's awesome.
And that was also paired with like a show at House of Yes. So it kind of like it really organically grew over time. Like it wasn't just like one thing. It just like one thing led to the other. And then over time, you know, Nate and Hilla became known for eco rap.
So then,
And that was basically it.
when did the Earth outfit come about? And I guess what you're talking about, what years were those? And when did it seems like things really took off the last few years, or maybe that's when I started seeing you, so that's why I think that. But did things like really take off the last couple of years, or has it just been a slow progression the whole time?
Yeah, things really took off last year. Like really like a year ago from today is like
A
the
year ago
beginning,
today,
like
happy 1 year anniversary.
well, just like around this time. Like I think like April last year was like a very big month for the Earth. But yeah, the Earth costume came from a show that we did at Caveat, which is this like science education venue, like science entertainment venue in the Lower East Side. And we had this show that we were doing recurring there called Eco Trippin'. And one of the things that came up while we were planning the show was that we wanted the Earth to rap. So we were like, we need the Earth to rap. And between the two of us, it seemed like I should be the Earth. And so we kind of like, had Earth Point One, like the costume, had this like little thing. And then we were like, okay, we need a better Earth costume. So we like made the Earth costume that I have now. And yeah, I didn't really realize it was gonna be like the main thing at that time. This is like 2018, 2019.
Oh, wow.
And then the pandemic happened right after we were about to release Naughty for Nature, the album, and we did like a 2-night run at House of Yes with like a live show, which also featured the Earth, I think, maybe not even. But when the pandemic happened, both Nate and I really started getting into vid work. So this is like we were stuck at home and we were just like, okay, well, let's just make a bunch of videos then. We're gonna go on Zoom, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. And that's when I started a series called Greening with Hilla. And that's like kind of, the beginning of me making these videos and just kind of like performing and writing. WAP came out. Almost immediately, like WAP came out and I was like Wet Ass Planet, like right away. And then it took me like a year. It took me like a year to actually sit down and like write that song.
Is
And
that your biggest song to date?
I don't know actually. It's one of them. That one and Dirty Talk are probably the most popular because those both have like really viral clips of me performing them.
What's your favorite to perform? So actually, I'm gonna have two questions in one. You can answer either of them, both of them, whatever. So how did you get involved with MycoFest? And that's where
Okay.
I saw you in videos probably 2 years ago. I'd see this Earth dancing in these viral videos. I'd be like, this is awesome. I love like education. I think that's a good way to get the message out. But then I never like I don't think I followed you at first, and I like would see you here and there. But then I saw you at MycoFest, and I'm pretty sure I like posted on my Instagram story. I was like, yo, that was probably like the best performance I've ever seen. Like your energy was just amazing. You got the crowd into it. Lord Blobby was like an awesome little feature of it. I was also probably tripping balls, so that might have been part of it, but it was an incredible performance, and I was like, no, the energy and the way you performed was great, and like the content is just a bonus that it's actually like just good lyrics and content. But I guess how did you get involved in MycoFest, and then what's your favorite to perform? Because it was an awesome show. It seems like you enjoy the whole thing.
Oh, I had the most fun ever. I loved MycoFest. MycoFest, like almost anything that happens to me lately is just people reaching out to me and being like, hey, we want you to do this, or hey, we saw you and we really like this and we want to see how we can collab. So that was kind of how MycoFest came to be. Just I think like Leslie reached out and we organized me coming to headline at MycoFest. And I swear, I don't think I've ever had so much fun at a festival in my whole life. Like that was like
It was
the
great.
perfect marriage of, education and partying and community. And there was just so many amazing people there that really had like intention. And, I have been going to a lot of festivals and I went to Burning Man, which kind of started my like zero waste awareness and journey. And then like I've been to other festivals that are primarily kind of focused on like music and, doing drugs and partying, but like this was like something much more interesting, holistic, and really the perfect environment for me and my music. 'Cause like that's
Definitely.
what everything's about. Like, it's like, how do we make learning fun and exciting and trendy and fashionable and being with the earth, you know? And like, so when people come together to do mushroom forays and talk about how, you know, mycelium can eat plastic and heal contaminated soils and all sorts of things like that, it's just like, wow, this is like, we're really looking towards a better future, and we're not like stuck in this like, oh, it's over, the world is over mentality. We're looking towards like this new way of being, and I really, really, really had fun there. And what's my favorite song to perform? My goodness, I love them all. I mean, it's like really, I'm writing more now just so that I have like new things to do, but I love performing Dirty Talk. I think Dirty Talk is one of those songs that's just like, you know, it's fast, it's got so much like in it. Like I really wanted to, like, I think probably what I'll do is I'll do like a little dissection of Dirty Talk where I like rap it, but then I stop and like just
and
explain different lyrics.
Yeah,
and like kind of explain what this means and like what I'm talking about here. But it's funny because it's like a sex, it's kind of sex, has like riddled with sexual innuendos, but there's no like curse words in it. So, you know, a kid who doesn't really understand sexual innuendos can like listen to it and enjoy it. But the adults listening to it are going to be like, what?
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like,
that's for sure.
So it's like this kind of like one of my favorite kind of pieces of art is to make something that like a child can like enjoy and be engaged by, but also like throw things in for adults that like make them like excited and not feel like, oh, this is for my kid, but like it's for everybody and it's so much fun and I'm like enjoying this so much. So yeah, I love Dirty Talk.
Yeah,
it's definitely one of my favorites.
You hit a lot of bases with your music because like you also, you can like hip hop, just music and like your music, or you could just like educational content and like your music, or you could be a kid, you could be an adult. You definitely hit a lot of bases, which is, again, I think pretty awesome. So are you going to be back at MycoFest this year? Are there going to be any other mycelium or mushroom related songs in the future?
Yes
to both of those.
I haven't heard from MycoFest this year yet. So maybe we need to put some pressure on them to reach out to me and let me know what's up.
I would love it.
To go back.
I'm on it. I'm going to make some pressure. I'll hit up Will right after this.
Great.
Awesome. So I guess what are some plans that are set in stone for the summer? Any festivals in the loop, or what are you having lined?
Yeah, so Earth Month is coming up. I'm going to kick it off in California. Doing Food Not Bombs fundraiser show to kick off Earth Month at the end of this month on the 31st. And then I'm just sort of going to be out as the earth, like as much as I can, really. Like, I'm going to use every opportunity I can to either perform at some event or put on a show or just go out into the world and with my speaker and like freestyle and perform the songs that I've written. I have some new earth songs like coming out in April. I am continuing the ABCs of mushroom series. So working on the letter D right now,
right.
Dacrymyces.
There you go.
Really orange jelly mushroom vibe. we're gonna, what else is happening? More veggie wraps, working on carrot and beets right now. And just like kind of fielding the commissions that come in. That's kind of like how I am able to survive and make money, is by people commissioning songs on a certain topic and like me collaborating with them. But then we're also going to be making a music video for the mycelium songs. So that's another like
awesome
sort of.
If you need a backup dancer,
for the summer.
I got some moves.
Absolutely, yes.
Awesome.
100%.
I guess I got one last question, probably. What do you think is like the most important thing that people can do to help save the earth? Because it doesn't seem like we're doing the best job right now, but we are probably doing a little better job than we were, like, let's say 10 years ago or 15 years ago. But what do you think is the most impactful thing that people can do?
I used to say, go outside, and like enjoy being outside and enjoy nature and get to know your local ecology. That's what my previous answer used to be.
Yeah.
But now for this question, my answer is really it's for me, it's about figure out. I think every person needs to figure out what they are most passionate about in the world, what activates them, what gets them up in the morning, what makes them love life, and use that power and that skill and that drive to find a way to heal, and connect with the planet, with their communities, with their local ecology. Because there's so many different areas that we need to address. There's things that we need to stop. There's things we need to fight against in our government, in our communities. There's also things that we need to grow and things that we need to plant and things that we need to build and repair. So I feel like every single individual kind of has to take a journey of like self-exploration and figure out where they're going to be most effective, where they're going to be most happy, because this is a marathon, and I want to see every individual kind of like thriving in their community and connecting with their community. So it's a pretty open-ended answer, but it is truly like an individual journey that I think we all need to take to find out how we heal our society and our planet and make it wonderful and regenerative and, beautiful for future generations.
I like it. It definitely will be a team effort. There's not like anything one person can do. So hopefully, more people are inspired by that and start making a change, because we definitely need it. But thank you so much, Hilla the Earth. Appreciate you. Excited for Earth Month. Hopefully I can make it out to
Yes.
one of your events. And yeah, thank you. Hopefully we can talk again soon. Much love.
I would love that. Much love.
All right. Thank you so much. I think I just pressed